This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, August 21st, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, a look at a hotline set up for wild animal rescue. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. A public hearing on the proposed closing of Pontiac Correctional Center filled the local high school to overflowing last night. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports on the 5 hours of testimony before a state commission charged with reviewing the closure.
Department of Corrections Executive Chief Sergio Molina testified that budget constraints dictated the closure of the Pontiac prison so they could open the much newer state prison at Thompson.
And when we've had Thompson Correctional Center sitting vacant and completed since November of 2001, and we're in a position we are right now because of the budget, we had to make a very difficult decision. What are we going to spend that taxpayer dollars on? And we made the decision that we want to operate Thompson.
But Pontiac Mayor Scott McCoy says closing the prison would drive jobs out of town, not just those of prison employees, but also those of their spouses, most of whom not only work but serve other roles.
As these people are also our community volunteers, blood donors, charity workers, peewee football and junior baseball coaches, church members, organizational leaders, PTA parents, and most of all, our friends and our neighbors.
Those spouses include Vicki DeLong, who runs a local restaurant. DeLong says if her husband has to take another corrections job elsewhere, they'll have to uproot their children from the community, including one who is autistic.
I find it ironic that the governor didn't want to move his family into Springfield to the governor's mansion when he took office because he didn't want to interrupt his daughter's lifestyle. Well, Governor Blagojevich, I have 5 children, and they don't want their lifestyles interrupted either.
The State Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability will issue its non-binding ruling on the proposed prison closure in the next few weeks, in time for release of a final report by September 24th. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A utility and a community group still don't see eye to eye over the safety of a vacant lot that once housed a manufactured gas plant. AM 580's Tom Rogers has more.
In the early part of the 20th century, a company that preceded Ameren made gas from coal at the site off Champaign's 5th Street. Ameren has agreed to clean up the residue left underground. But Claudia Lenhoff of the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers charges that Ameren isn't being honest about the site's immediate risk to neighbors.
We think it goes out further into the neighborhood than what has been thought so far. If you don't test for it, you won't find it. We know that. So what we want is more extensive testing further out into the neighborhood.
Ameren spokesman Lee Morris contends that even if the contamination spread, cleanup can wait until next year as scheduled.
There are residues that are under the surface. They could pose a risk under certain circumstances, but in this situation, there is no immediate health risk to anyone.
Both Lenhoff's group and Ameren plan meetings to discuss the gas plant site. The CCHCC meeting is tonight at Douglas Park. Morris says Ameren will host an open house in September. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
A federal judge has delayed for a month the sentencing of convicted political fundraiser Antoine Tony Rezko, a former top advisor to Governor Rob Blagojevich. In granting lawyers for Rezko more time to file post-trial motions, U.S. District Judge Amy St. Eve pushed back a sentencing hearing set for September 3rd to October 28th. Rezko, whose prodigious fundraising helped to bankroll the campaigns of Senator Barack Obama and Blagojevich, was convicted of 18 counts of fraud and other offenses involving the use of influence in state government. He was accused of corrupting a state board that handles the retirement money for state teachers and another that regulates hospital expansion. Rezko is in the Federal Metropolitan Correctional Center in Chicago, having chosen to begin serving time immediately. Officials say its state task force has conducted a sweep of more than 200 mortgage companies to make sure they're complying with a new law designed to combat predatory lending. 22 examiners will audit randomly selected loan files from the sweep that ended yesterday. Officials say the mortgage fraud task force is looking for five things. They include that the borrower will be able to pay the costs of the loan, that the company gave borrowers copies of home appraisals, and that the company disclosed how much the mortgage broker was paid. Officials say the task force will investigate companies that don't comply with the Anti-Predatory Lending Act. Governor Blagojevich signed the law in November. Most of its provisions went into effect in June. Chicago's Urban League is suing to overturn Illinois' system for funding public schools. Gabriel Spitzer has that story.
The system is so unfair, it violates the state constitution. That's what the Urban League hopes to convince a Cook County judge. Illinois relies heavily on property taxes to pay for education. Urban League President Cheryl Jackson says that translates into worse outcomes for minorities.
All I'm doing is looking at the facts. More than 50% of dropouts are African American. More than 60% of African American men and Latino are dropping out. I look at those outcomes and I see a violation of rights.
The suit names the state of Illinois and the State Board of Education as defendants. A spokesman said the Board of Education hasn't seen the lawsuit yet and declined to comment. An attorney for the Urban League called this the first education funding challenge brought under the Illinois Civil Rights Act of 2003. That law forbids policies that have a discriminatory effect, whether or not it's intentional. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
Champaign County residents who don't have prescription drug coverage have a new option for saving money on medications. The FamilyWise Prescription Drug Discount Card has been available locally since May. The United Way of Champaign County is promoting the card, which offers an average discount of 20% on prescription drugs. Beverly Baker of the local United Way admits the discount is not as good as prescription drug insurance, but she says the savings can make a difference when no other coverage is available. And Baker says the FamilyWise card requires no sign-up or registration.
Nobody has to fill anything out. No personal information is collected. So there's no application process or application fee. There's no wait time. You know, as soon as you get a card, you can take it to the pharmacy and use it. You can print one off. You can even photocopy it. And it's good for any member in your family or in your household.
The FamilyWise card is a nonprofit program similar but not affiliated with drug discount cards sponsored by Vermilion and McLean counties. Baker says most pharmacies in Champaign County honor the FamilyWise card. The list includes pharmacies at Carl and Christie Clinics and Provena Covenant Medical Center. FamilyWise cards can be obtained through the United Way of Champaign County and many local service agencies, as well as the FamilyWise website at FamilyWiseWithAZ.com. That's www.FamilyWize.com. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.Illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bonsert. Let's say you find a baby chipmunk that fell out of a tree, or worse, you hit an animal with your car. Who do you call? Rebecca Williams has the story of people who feel it's their duty to nurse these animals back to health and get them back to the wild.
Thank you for calling the Friends of Wildlife Hotline for squirrels, chipmunks, and other small rodents. If you have rescued a small animal, please keep it warm and quiet.
There are hotlines like these set up all over the country. There are bunny hotlines, woodchuck hotlines, you name it, and there's a volunteer hotline for it. The woman who answers the possum hotline is Patty Roman. She volunteers in Michigan. She has a basement full of baby possums.
Well, Mom usually has 13 babies. So if you get a weekend where two or three or four moms are hit, I will get a lot of babies in a few days.
She says possums get hit by cars a lot. They love to eat roadkill, and they'll just sit there in the middle of the road, staring at your headlights. Possums are marsupials, like kangaroos, except they don't hop out of the way. Like kangaroos, they keep their babies in their pouches. When a mom gets hit, a lot of times the babies will survive. Someone will find the babies and call the possum hotline. Patty Roman says she's had up to 100 baby possums in her basement at one time. She puts gloves on before she pulls a possum out of its terrarium. I don't know if you know possums, but they look like a huge, hairy rat on its worst day. But this baby possum is kind of cute. He's giving us this sharp-toothed little grin. It's a I'll-rip-your-hand-off kind of grin.
He's doing the alligator gape right now, but he's not biting me, but he is trying to scare me.
That mouth full of sharp teeth is your first clue that possums just want to be left alone. And then if your dog chases after one, the possum might play dead. Then it'll get up and waddle off when you're not looking. Patty Roman takes care of the possums until they're a few months old. Then she takes them into the woods and lets them go. She says wildlife is always better off in the wild. But she says she does get criticized for interfering with nature.
A possum who gets hit by a car is not supposed to die. It has nothing to do with natural selection. And if we can help, I think we should.
But some scientists debate that. Jim Harding is a wildlife specialist at Michigan State University.
I think the majority of rehabilitation efforts is often just based on a human need to, you know, care for things. It isn't really related to conservation unless you're dealing with a very rare species.
Harding says rehabbing some types of common animals can actually make things worse. For example, he says there are so many raccoons that they can wipe out a lot of birds because they eat their eggs. But Patty Roman says she really feels like she's doing the right thing. She spent 18 years at the Humane Society rescuing dogs and cats, but she never knew for sure that those animals would be placed in good homes.
When you call to check on the animal a year later, it's been given away or has run away or has accidentally been killed. And it was breaking my heart. And after a while, I thought, you know, I think I enjoy doing the wild animals because when they're ready to go, I'm not dependent on people anymore. It feeds my soul. It really does. I do this and I feel very, very good every morning that I can save a life.
She says when she lets the possums go, they don't look back. They just take off into the woods. And even if that little possum ends up getting eaten by a fox, Roman says that's okay, because at least that's natural. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.
In the forecast for the region, cloudy skies, periods of rain today, perhaps a thunderstorm during the afternoon, the high 82. Cloudy tonight, occasional showers expected, the low 67. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, humid, some showers and thunderstorms possible, the high 84. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, with a chance of a passing shower, the low 68. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Saturday, very warm and humid, with a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms with a high of 88. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, August 21st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.